2. Words. When I was a child, I had a piano teacher who tried to encourage her uninspired students with a system of rewards. A memorized Clementini sonatina, or a completed theory workbook, earned us a certain number of stars that added up to the grand prize, a small, unpainted plaster bust of a famous composer, Bach, Beethoven, Mozart. The idea, I suppose, was that we were meant to line up the statues on the piano as sort of an altar to which we would offer up our finger exercises in the faint hope of winning these dead men's approval. I was fascinated by their powdered wigs and their stern, or in the case of Chopin, dreamy, expressions. They were like chalky, bodiless dolls I couldn't imagine dressing up. Unfortunately for my piano teacher and me, I didn't much care about winning the dead composer's good opinions, perhaps because I already knew that I never would. I had my own private pantheon made up not of composers, but of writers. P.L. Travers, Astrid Lindgren, E. Nesbitt, the idols of my childhood. Theirs was the approval I longed for, the company I longed to join as they floated above me, giving me something to think about during those dreary practice sessions. Over the intervening years, the membership of my literary pantheon has changed. But I have never lost the idea of Tolstoy or George Eliot nodding or frowning over my work, turning thumbs up or down. I have heard other writers talk about the sensation of writing for an audience made up partly of the dead. In her memoir, Hope Against Hope, Nadezhda Mandelstam describes how her husband, Osip, and his friend and fellow poet, Anna Akhmatova, participated in a sort of otherworldly communion with their predecessors. Both M. and Akhmatova had the astonishing ability of somehow bridging time and space when they read the work of dead poets. By its very nature, such reading is usually anachronistic, but with them it meant entering into personal relations with the poet in question. It was a kind of conversation with someone long since departed. From the way in which he greeted his fellow poets of antiquity in the Inferno, M. suspected that Dante also had this ability. In his article,